Hey guys, appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute with Jared Toy. I'm said aforementioned Jared Toy, owner, founder, CEO, head popper of Jared's Probiotics, Jared's Kombucha, Jared's Sodas, and jaredspropops.com. If you've been here before listening to The Mental Minute, do me a favor, click the like button there or a heart, comment, write the words The Mental Minute just to let me know that you've come back. If this is the first time that you've listened to this, in 60 seconds or less, I'm going to give you some information, some good knowledge nuggets that will help you become emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually better all through better digestion of the gut. I appreciate you tuning in. I try to do this every day, so you can find me pretty much anywhere on social media, but let's get this ball rolling. Hey guys, I appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute. Today I'm going to look at how the types of sugars we eat are really creating a candida epidemic. Now, many foods are broken down into sugars of different kinds. They can be broken down by our own manufacture of enzymes or are broken down by the ingested enzymes that we consume. People freak out really about sugars, but our brains and muscles wouldn't work without sugars. Think glucose. So they are important, but it's actually the type of sugars that cause the candida to thrive and where our focus should be. What makes the candida overgrowth worse are the endless supplies of simple or quick sugars that we dump into our systems. An illustration I like to use is Quick Oats. You've probably seen the Quick Oats in the stores before, but they market it as being made quickly. But it's quick because it's quick-hitting sugar, meaning that it's really pure sugar to our bodies. And that's like an IV going directly to feeding the candida. Now, it's important to note that there is a difference between natural foods like fruits and vegetables that are metabolized into various sugars for system function, and then the simple or processed or refined sugars in the forms of junk food, sweets, candies, etc. So how do you stop this overgrowth of bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract? Well, the first way is to eat foods that don't generally create a large insulin reaction. Normally, those are low on the glycemic index. I believe the glycemic index is a great tool to use when you're looking at what types of foods you should be eating to help regulate your blood sugar. As a side note, if you're unsure as to what the glycemic index is, there are plenty of resources like that you can find if you just Google about it. But in a nutshell, it tells the sugar content of food. So eat low glycemic foods. That's really the first recommendation. And the second is to simply stay away from refined foods and processed sugars. What are a couple more culprits to stay away from if you have candida issues? Booze, antibiotics, and stress. Those are all contribute to it as well. Thanks for watching, guys. Do me a huge favor. Click the like button, follow, subscribe, turn on post notifications. It would mean the world. And that's the end of the show, folks. 60 seconds goes very quickly, doesn't it? But I try to put these out daily, quick, concise bits of information about better gut health. You can get those 3 times a week at anchor.fm. You can get that 3 times at jaredspropops.com under the podcast blog tab. And the other time on Instagram, Jared Toy at Instagram. And if you like this, click the like button. But do me a favor, before you go, head on over to jaredspropops.com. Why? Because I love to give information. I love to provide information, free information for you to get better, healthy, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, all through better digestion of the gut. But if you go there, subscribe to my newsletter. But you can also download all sorts of things, PDF files, white papers, about how enzymes work. I put together a fermented foods recipes list, about 73 recipes that you can start at home. What to look for in probiotic supplements. Basically, I can go on and on. But go over to jaredspropops.com, download that information, get on the mailing list, and let's take this journey together.